Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, yesterday a 3-2 win against the Bulldogs, a number 9 team in the country. But they sure gave your team fits, but your team has persevered all season. What was it about your team that got that win?
Well, I think it just starts with the belief in the locker room, belief in each other, belief in themselves, and just going out and playing together and playing for each other. I mean, that's where it all starts. And it's playoff hockey, so you know it's going to be a battle. You know you're going to get whoever you play, you're going to get their best effort. And you add the fact you're on the road, it's the challenge is even that much more, just because of how much home ice can be an advantage for teams. But our team just came out, played hard. We got great goaltending, opportunistic on the offensive end, and I thought we played good team defense. And the result was a big win for us.
I know the stats only showed 15 block shots. I counted a whole lot more, especially late in the final 2 minutes. Talk about the play of your team under that much pressure.
Well, I think that just watching the game, I think we definitely influenced more shots. I mean, I noticed a few times where their defense would shoot wide purposely just because we were in the shooting lane. And I think our opponents, are pretty clued into the fact that we're gonna get in shot lanes. We're gonna try to block shots. And but at crunch time there at the end, when they had the goalie pull, you saw Summer block three straight, and then Laura Miller blocked one. And again, it's just that kind of effort, that kind of sacrifice that these young ladies are willing to make, all for the team. And when you get that, boy, that's pretty special.
You mentioned Lauren Miller. I notice as a forward, she plays a lot of times in the back, helping your defense. That obviously has to be a little bit of a plus to have a player like her.
Well, she's just a solid 200-foot player. In other words, she'll play both ends. And I've really, really been impressed with how her game has gone up for us. And just she's skating like I haven't seen all year. And she just has a jump in her step. And she's doing a great job defensively. And that's why at the end there, when we got down to two lines, Steph was centering one and she was centering the other. And there's a reason for that.
Alex Zatrowski and Madison Hutchinson yesterday, too, battled hard. I noticed Citro a lot on the forecheck. She's been your leading forechecker this season. And Madison, on her knees, battling for the puck as well. That shows a lot of grittiness from those two.
Oh, no question. And, you're exactly right about Citro. She's a great great F1. She's great at hunting pucks. But she also does a great job on our end. And we showed some clips this morning, just great effort on her part, picking up people on the backside, just being aware of what Duluth was trying to do in our end, and certainly Hutch, she's another one whose game I think is really, really improved and is playing her best hockey right now, and it's I think there's a reason that our team is doing as well, and she's one of the big reasons why, because her game has really gone up.
Had a chance to visit with Whitney Wyvoda last night. She'll be my pregame player profile, and asked her what it was about playing along with Miller and Huber and the chemistry that they have. And of course, Whit reminded me that Huber and her both played together her freshman season. Of course, they have a lot in common, both redshirt medically over the course of their careers, both redshirt juniors. And what is it about her line that you've noticed that they've been able to click?
Well, they haven't been together a lot, but just in practice, they really look like they had some great juice. I mean, they were just throwing the puck around, and again, I attribute a lot of that to Lauren, just the way she's playing. But both Shane and Amber had mentioned over the course of the year that Whit and Hubes have played before and have done really well together. And just as the season went on, the way things were working out, we never had the opportunity to put them together. And just so happened that we made a switch in the Minnesota series. I liked what I saw, and obviously those two are very comfortable playing together. And you add that with the way Lauren's playing, that's a pretty formidable line. And they got a huge goal for us yesterday afternoon.
Stephanie Anderson with two goals yesterday. Her confidence has just boosted since she was announced to Team USA. Is something that you've noticed?
Oh, no question. In big games, you need your best players to step up, and she certainly did that. I mean, that was two huge goals, and she works doggone hard, all over the ice. We were just talking about there was so many times during the course of the year where she was just a fraction of a way of getting loose, and right before that she scored that goal, there was a couple plays the same thing where she almost got loose, and then she's able to pop that one free in that third period, and what a big goal for us. It turns out to be the game winner, but no question, she's playing with a lot of confidence.
Looking back to the beginning of the season, I know even when your team came into the season, the conditioning, it was noticeable on the ice. Is the team speed had improved and the physicality had improved this late in the season? That's so important looking back, isn't it?
Oh, no question. I think every team in this league at this time of the year is going to be pretty doggone good shape. Everybody has has a strength conditioning program they follow. But you know, we can't give enough credit to Gary and Mike and what they do with our team in terms of that strength conditioning. You know, it helps in terms of getting people back after injuries quicker. But this is the time of the year where it really, really bears fruit, and you know, it certainly helped us.
Game two, you guys are in the driver's seat. What do you need to do here in this game to get a win?
Well, we need to stay in the moment. It's got to be all about today. You know, to even make it be more specific, it's got to be all about that first 20 minutes. We need to be ready to play because we're playing a desperate team that its season's on the line, and you know, you're trying to close out somebody's season, so. You know, we're going to need to be gritty. We're going to need to be determined. We're going to be just play with a lot of willpower and just be ready to go. But ultimately, we got to continue to do the things that we've talked about all year long. But the bottom line is we need to be ready to go when that puck drops.
Coach, I noticed no changes to your lineups. Same as yesterday.
Absolutely. Everything's the same. It's you know, we're certainly going to need everybody today to get this thing done.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.